Well, hello, good people. I hope you all are doing well. Welcome back to another Cup of Joy. I'm missing my girl, Lane. Hopefully you all have been tuning in regularly, and you know that we wished Lane well as she has transitioned into a new season of life. And so today I wanted to give you an update as to where we are and where we're going. Of course, we talk all the time about how life consistently serves us with change and challenges us to be strong in our ability to adjust. And certainly this is no different. And so again, shout out to Lane. We appreciate all her support behind the scenes, because honestly, y'all, she was the real magic in bringing us this far in, I think it was 63 episodes, right? So shout out to Lane. And also thanks to Lane for just bringing unique perspectives. One of my favorite things about having her as part of Cup of Joy is that with our age difference, she always challenged me to think about things that at this season of life, I'm either not thinking about anymore, or, you know, at this age, it just wasn't a thing that I dealt with. So again, shout out to Lane, and we appreciate you, Lane, for all you've done. And so, again, we are going to be transitioning in some ways. Some of the ways I can tell you today, and some of them I can't, but I can assure you they're all awesome. So here's what I can share with you today. We are certainly not going to cancel Cup of Joy. We have heard from so many of you regarding the lessons you've learned, the inspiration that you felt, and just how helpful it's been. So we certainly are not shutting it down. So we will continue, right? The Cup of Joy will continue, and we will definitely continue to be reinforcing and reminding you about the intersections of all our success spheres, right? To remind you and support you in making sure that you are not foregoing, right, one area of life in lieu of another, right? Because they all align. You're one person. You're not just your work life. You're not, or your work person. You're not your just your role at home, right? You're all of those things all the time. So we'll continue to reinforce that and visit the various spheres so that you can level up in every way and make sure that you are growing holistically, right? You can also bet that your girl's going to keep keeping it real. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be candid. You're going to laugh. You're going to think. You're going to be challenged to continue towards your best self, right? But it will be a different format, right? So we will be moving forward with a shorter format. It will be probably 3 to 5 minutes. And what's great about that is it's going to make it easier for you to consume the content. I know a lot of us are on team the most, right? We're transitioning from meeting to meeting and house to work and role to role. And so you'll be able to consume really helpful and inspiring content in a shorter period of time. So if you were struggling to kind of get through the content in the past, that shouldn't be a challenge moving forward. And it will continue to be weekly, although I will profess that it is my goal to get you a cup of joy daily at some point, because we can never have too much joy, right? So we'll see how that goes. But I have some big other things that are coming again that I can't tell you yet. And as a result, I don't know that I can pull off the daily at this time, but I'm going to push for it ASAP so I can keep you served and filled up. Lastly, we're going to still release on LinkedIn, which was primarily where we live streamed. Of course, the Joy Society community members will see it there. And of course, wherever you hear us on podcasts and get your podcasts will be there as well. But we'll also be releasing it on other social media platforms, because the shorter format will allow us to do much more in many more places. So if you are a fan of Instagram or some of the others, you can see Cup of Joy there as well. So that's it for now. I certainly hope that you'll continue to rock out with me and encourage you to stay tuned for the juicy stuff that I have coming soon. And there's going to be some amazing things that are going to really, really support you in leveling up and winning, right, in every area of your life, meeting those goals. But until then, please enjoy this hot take on the Cup of Joy journey thus far, and we will see you on the next Cup of Joy. Take care, y'all.
Good day, lovely people.
Good day, everyone. I hope you are well.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back to another Cup of Joy with Elizabeth and Lane.
With Elizabeth and Lane. Continue our journey, rotating through our success
with sphere. A relational well-being discussion.
We happen to be pulling into the professional well-being sphere this week.
Personal well-being.
The physical well-being sphere. Can't wait for this juicy conversation, Lane, so please do kick it off.
Discrepancies of women and men in the workplace.
We're going to be talking about sexual assault today.
What kinds of life experiences may alter our approach to physical health?
In which we will talk about romance, reevaluating how I looked at purpose, take it one step at a time, be graceful, be patient with yourself, enjoy the journey. Be good with where you are while you're on your way where you're going.